This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. It's been nearly 2 years since the closure of Sacred Heart Hospital in Eau Claire and St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls, and residents are still struggling to find adequate health care. Local lawmakers and health officials took part in a virtual roundtable on healthcare last week, where State Senator Jeff Smith highlighted the loss of labor and delivery services as one of the biggest challenges still facing the region.
Both hospitals and Sacred Heart, especially in Eau Claire, was the largest of the two, but had been there for 125 years. And so for many of my constituents, absolutely, it made a big difference. We had 700, from an average of over 700 births at Sacred Heart Hospital alone. And that meant that many people who are already planning to have their baby in Sacred Heart had to find some other place to do that.
The closures didn't only affect access to healthcare services, however. Mike Sanders is the CEO of the Chippewa Valley Health Cooperative. He says the jobs lost as a result of the hospital closures also had a significant economic impact on the Chippewa Valley.
We've worked with the West Central Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission and the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. And the economic loss of these two hospital closures is 1,511 jobs per their analysis. And the ripple effect of the wages beyond the hospital wages and into the community is purchasing power and lost wages of $98 million a year, which translates to about $28 million in tax revenue.
The Chippewa Valley Health Cooperative recently began offering some services at the former St. Joseph's Hospital site in Chippewa Falls and plan to expand those services next year until their new independent community hospital opens in Lake Halley. State Senator Smith also called on lawmakers to establish a hospital stabilization fund to address future rural hospital closures. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources and Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection are warning residents about a new invasive species making its way towards the state. The agencies are looking for signs of the hemlock woolly adelgid, a tiny insect that could threaten millions of hemlock trees in the state. The insect has not yet been found in Wisconsin's forests, but has spread across next-door Michigan and has been found in tree nurseries a handful of times over the last few years. As part of their efforts to identify and halt the insect spread, state officials will be setting 3D-printed traps coated in petroleum jelly across roughly 30 sites. Combating the spread of invasive species has been a major focus for Wisconsin over the last few years. The emerald ash borer has now spread throughout the state, reaching the last uninfected counties in northwest Wisconsin over the last couple of years. DNR officials say the beetles could eventually kill 99% of the state's ash trees, forcing local municipalities to implement costly protective measures or just outright remove ash trees from their streets. The L.E. Phillips Career Development Center has launched a new fundraising campaign to provide unhoused individuals in the Chippewa Valley with emergency assistance. The 100 Nights of Shelter campaign seeks to raise money to cover emergency motel stays for unhoused individuals who don't have anywhere else to go this winter. According to organization officials, there are no homeless shelters in Chippewa County, so unhoused individuals in the area could need to travel to Eau Claire or other cities to get connected to resources that can help. Donations to the campaign can be made on the L.E. Phillips Development Center website or by check mailed to their Ball Street office in Eau Claire. The organization's website also tracks how many days' worth of funding current donations have covered. The cost for a motel room is $80 per night, and so far the organization has raised enough money to cover the stays until mid-December. The goal is to raise enough money to provide the emergency motel room stays throughout the winter, with the campaign ending in early March. The City of Eau Claire has finalized a new contract with the nonprofit Visit Eau Claire to continue promoting the tourism industry in the area. The new contract will run from 2026 to 2028, providing Visit Eau Claire with 70% of the revenue brought in from room taxes, also known as lodging taxes, from visitors staying in hotel rooms or at short-term rental properties. The remaining 30% of that revenue will go directly to the city. The new contract also includes funding for the development of a 10-year strategic plan to guide future investments in the city's tourism industry. Last week, the Wisconsin State Senate approved a proposed bill aiming to crack down on fake service animals and false documentation for emotional support animals. If signed into law by Governor Tony Evers, the bill would implement a $200 fine for falsely claiming to have a service animal and a $500 fine for providing false documentation for an emotional support animal. Critics say the bill would be impossible to enforce, and a 30-day requirement for an emotional support animal could create an additional barrier for people who really need them. The American Red Cross is inviting Chippewa Valley residents to give thanks by donating blood on Thanksgiving this year. According to organization officials, the American Red Cross Eau Claire Donation Center on East Hamilton Avenue will be open for donations on Thursday morning from 7 a.m. to noon. Red Cross officials are encouraging residents to download their blood donor app or visit their website to make an appointment and find more information on donating. They also say donations of all blood types are needed. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation says more drivers are wearing seatbelts than ever before. The agency conducts surveys on seatbelt usage each year, with trained observers collecting data at 160 sites across the state. They say that about 94% of drivers are now wearing their seatbelts, the highest rate since the surveys began in 1987. According to DOT data, crashes involving drivers or passengers who were not wearing a seatbelt last year led to 176 deaths and over 2,000 injuries. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers prepare for the Lions. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Packers head to Detroit to face the Lions on Thanksgiving. Kickoff at Ford Field at noon Thursday. We learned that quarterback Jordan Love is dealing with a separated left shoulder, an AC joint sprain he suffered last week against the Giants. Is that why he was only handing off the ball with his right hand against the Vikings?
Yeah, exactly. It didn't affect me too much. You know, took a couple hits on it, but was fine for the most part.
NBA, the Bucks losing at home last night to Portland, 115-103. It's their fifth loss in a row. They play the Heat in Miami tomorrow night. And the Wisconsin Badgers, Mimi Collier, on being the number one pick overall in the Major League Professional Volleyball Draft.
It was so much fun. We're having a little watch party in the locker room right now. The whole staff is there. Some of the girls are there. And it's so nice just being surrounded by people that I love and experiencing a moment like this. And it's something I'll never forget.
That's Wisconsin's Mimi Collier with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be cloudy with rain likely today. We will have more rain tonight, and that rain will eventually change to snow as temperatures drop quickly. We'll get to 50 today, mid-20s tonight, tomorrow with more snow, and a high near 30. We could end up with an inch, maybe a couple inches in spots by the time the snow ends. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at wcfw.fm or thetap.fm.